for calling Dorothy Jane with eSystem South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. I still wonder if your voicemail is false advertising because you don't call me back. You showed in the past that you loved to call me back. I mean, we spent so much time on the phone, it was ridiculous. Now we haven't in years. And that saddens me because I still so much want to talk to you. I've been thinking a lot about George because obviously his birthday is the first for the year, and it's a few weeks away. But what it makes me think about is he turns 17, and the next year he turns 18. And I wonder what might happen at that point, because you know, I don't know how much restriction will be still put on him, how much the poisoning of the well has occurred. You know, because George and I had a great relationship. We would spend a lot of time talking, you know, about his cars and things of that nature. And I try to do things with George. And I hope he remembers that. But what I really wonder, if it takes another year, and if he does eventually contact me, being, you know, the first who is still there, would he be the one, perhaps, to bring to the table the fact that his dad, the dad of the other kids, has been suing reconciliation for all these years? Or is that a scary thing? I mean, which Lord has he been pointed to? It's kind of what I wonder about. And which Lord has he embraced? Because obviously, the lifestyle that I embrace, the willingness to reconcile, the obedience to the Lord, including the Lord's first commandment and so forth, doesn't seem to be shared across the board. I wonder about that. I want to protect my family. And I want to reconcile with everyone, especially my wife, because I love my wife. I love my kids, including George. Dorothy Jane, I love you.